on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. In the race for the White House, a high-profile endorsement ahead of major contests tomorrow.
Senator and former presidential candidate Cory Booker is supporting Joe Biden for president, saying he's building the kind of campaign Democrats
That's
need to win.
Endorsement.
The endorsement comes a day before primaries in six states, including delegate-rich Michigan.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, a cruise ship carrying more than 20 infected coronavirus patients, slated to dock in Oakland, California today. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institute of Health telling Fox News.
I think the important thing is to get the people who are on the boat properly taken care of, get off in an orderly fashion, get those who are infected to be taken care of, get the others to a holding facility.
Americans on board will be taken to military posts for testing and quarantine for 14 days. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 8:03.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Those high, thin, cirrus clouds will be increasing as the day goes on, but we have a dry day to start the week, and I think temperatures will be warming into the 70s. I got us at 74 for a high temperature. It will become breezy by this afternoon. Dry this evening if you have some evening plans. Chance of showers showing up in the wee hours of the morning, maybe 3, 4 a.m., something like that. Overnight, low 57. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. A very spring-like forecast this week. 73 tomorrow, 76 on Wednesday, upper 70s on Thursday and Friday. Risk of showers around from time to time both of those days, Thursday and Friday as well. But there'll be an amazing number of dry hours as well. So it's not going to be like last week with continuous rain. It's not going to be like that. Saturday's high near 80, slight chance of showers. Right now this morning, east winds at 5 miles per hour. It's 50 at 8:04.
This was supposed to be, it's the time change. A week ago. Then Tuesday came. Then Wednesday. And then Thursday. And Thursday started out, or Friday rather, started out really bad, then rallied towards the end. I still finished down. And then today is not off to a good start, so joining us early today is Mr. Right on the Money.
Yeah, baby.
Brant McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management.
Hey, buddy. Good morning.
It must be serious if you're joining us this early.
Well, yeah, you know, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on. No, it's crazy, man. Overnight news really got kind of rough. As a matter of fact, I was in the kitchen last night. My phone started blowing up with all kinds of notifications and alerts, and I told my wife, I said, oh, boy, here we go. And so I did want to sort of set the stage, right, just for everyone out there listening, because we're going to see crazy action in the markets all throughout the day today. And I felt like this was important. So here's what's going on. You know, the Saudis and OPEC, along with Russia and the United States, many others, tried to come to sort of production quotas, if you will, in order to stabilize the price of oil. So the backdrop sort of looks like this. You think about this coronavirus and the implications that it has on global financial markets, is specifically with respect to a global slowdown. And we are beginning to see that. There's no question about it. But, you know, the Saudis especially, being one of these sort of old-school monarchies, you know, and even a few days ago they had a sort of a coup attempt that was squashed.
Yeah, I heard the brother of one of the guys was arrested.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
That's That's exactly right. And so remember, when you have a monarchy, you have all of these people, all of the citizens who are beholden to the king, and they need their sustenance from the king. And what is the sustenance and where does it come from? Well, the lifeblood is crude oil. And so, you know, you saw the Saudis and the Russians break down in talks on Friday and right, you know, over the weekend as well. And so the Saudis just basically said, you know what, we're going to go this alone. And so they dramatically announced increased production, daily production numbers with a set target on the price of crude oil that was roughly 30% below current market levels.
Wow.
That immediately caused a humongous, just a massive drop in the price of crude oil. That is what is behind this huge drop in Dow Jones futures, where we're indicated to open up roughly 1,300 points lower than where we were on Friday. Mm-hmm. And so you ask, why is this such a big deal? And I'll tell you the major big deal is because there's roughly 725 billion or so that has been issued in debt, primarily, by the way, to U.S. oil producers from North Dakota and shale oil all the way down to Texas. And, you know, these companies operate on a very, very slim margin. The operating leverage that's embedded in these companies is not so great. So, in other words, when you lose all this incremental revenue, it puts massive pressure on their ability to service that debt. And that's a lot of debt, you know, close to $750 billion. That's no small chunk of change. And so then you ask, okay, well, who lent them all this money? Well, it's not primarily U.S. banks. It's really primarily European banks. We've talked about this on the afternoon show. And so this is a great concern. We saw it showing up in the high-yield junk bond markets. All of last week, we talked about how credit spreads were beginning to widen, and we saw real problems going on in junk bond land, even in some of the investment-grade corporates, because investment-grade includes triple B. Well, triple B, some people wonder, is it really triple B, or should it be in that junk bond category? I would imagine that if this lasts much longer, you're going to see a lot of that investment grade stuff get downgraded by the rating agencies into the junk category, and this could cause a lot of problems. And that's, you know, that's why you're seeing this subsequent action here in equity markets. And what have I always said? Credit leads equities every time. So if you connect the dots, coronavirus, global slowdown, crude oil prices getting slammed, that hits these companies' balance sheets, their ability to make their debt service payments, and here we go.
What might be done, you know, instead of standing by, watching the whole thing crash, what could be done today that might put the brakes on some of this?
Well, I can tell you what we're doing. I can just tell you what we're doing. You know, we have been loaded up with extremely high-quality fixed income, things like treasuries, U.S. government-backed mortgage-backed securities. I sent text messages out to my entire team this morning, and I said, be in my office at 8:30. I'll be there. I'm not at the office right now. I actually had to go take care of something. I'm in my car. But the first thing we're going to do is we're going to probably eliminate our entire fixed income allocation, only because U.S. Treasury bond yields are so low, it just doesn't make much sense. My fear now is everything going the other way suddenly. So let's think about this. The Fed just announced a little while ago that they're increasing their repo operation. So they're going to increase their Fed-injected liquidity, meaning new dollars on the scene, from $100 billion to $150 billion. That's this morning. I think that's one step away from a full-blown quantitative easing program. So let's set the stage for what could happen. Now, I'm not saying it will, but this is kind of how we're preparing.
Okay.
I think the Fed in a couple of weeks is going to announce another massive reduction in the federal funds rate, probably another 50 basis points or a half point, maybe even a full-blown 75 basis points down to zero. And again, as I said, that's right before a full-blown quantitative easing. Here's the other thing. The White House and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin are surely going to probably have to come out with some sort of fiscal policy response. So the Fed handles monetary policy, Washington handles fiscal policy. What could that be? You know, I don't know, but it wouldn't shock me to see something crazy like a $1 trillion, maybe even a $2 trillion infrastructure program announced with Treasury Secretary Mnuchin offering some sort of a 50-year Treasury bond.
Okay.
I'm not saying it will happen, but I'm definitely not. I would not be surprised if it happened at all.
You see things
like this in terms of policy response from the Fed as well as Washington and the White House. That is a game changer. That will get your attention really quick.
Rich has a question, and then we got to wrap up.
I'd reached a magical level in December and January, and of course it's all gone now. And now I'm just my guy keeps telling me don't panic, but I'm starting to panic. Do you see a bottom? Do you see a bottom soon, or no?
I definitely see a bottom. I absolutely see a bottom. In fact, I think we're in the middle of the bottoming process as we speak. I think that, and sometimes these things are painful. They are. I get it. But they're far less damaging in the long run. I'll go on and further and say I really believe that in the next, with a year from now, crude oil prices will probably be closer to 60 instead of where they are now at $30. Yeah. I see equity prices recovering nicely in a year from now. I think this coronavirus thing is going to be something that's going to be in the rearview mirror. And the window sort of opportunity is open right now. So I'm thinking of this, Rich, as a different from a different perspective. You know, most of the damage has already been done. Now we have to think about how do we capitalize on this? Because remember, these are iconic American companies with very strong balance sheets that are in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. They're not going out of business, right. You know. They're just not. And I think for us in our firm, we're looking for ways, how can we take advantage of this? You know, in 31 years of managing money, I've seen this maybe 5, 6, 7 times in my career, and every single time, the thing to have been doing was figuring out how to take advantage of it as opposed to getting out. And because I think I know your situation, you don't really need this money this month or next month.
Right.
This is a long-term situation for you. So you just got to remain calm, buddy. Just remain calm.
Could you take
the advice of your guy.
Could you lend me 5 till my brother gets straightened out? He's a hunchback.
Jeez.
I love it. That's classic.
Brent, we appreciate you taking the time this morning, and we will talk again at 5:10 and analyze all that happens today.
You got it, buddy.
Appreciate it. Take care.
Everyone just stay calm.
Yeah. And just when the corona thing seems to be leveling off in places where it started, we got this, the Saudis and the Ruskies and their impact on oil. But there's no question. This is a time where the president really needs to step up, or this takes him down. I don't see any other way. He has got to assert leadership here and strong, forceful leadership. In other words, everybody chill out. Here's how we're going to deal with this. And today, not tomorrow. I don't want to hear about press conferences tomorrow or Wednesday. I want to hear today the president's going to address the nation on this.
Well, do you have his disclaimer lined up?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Sorry, Jay, I think it's a damn time change.
It is a damn time change. I bet he can't talk that fast twice in a row.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
He's amazing, isn't he?
Yes, he's amazing.
All right, we've kind of jumbled up our regular morning routine here a little bit so we could get, those of you headed to work, you're going to hear some numbers on the market that are pretty dramatic. Everybody's got to just not panic. Look, we've seen In the time I've been in Montgomery, we've seen some bad things happen on the market. The people that get hurt the most are the people that panic and get out and lose. Stick with it. Time over, after time, we've seen things settle out. And they seem to happen faster now than they did, like, in the 20s and 30s in those dark days. Chris.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
You know.
I'm going to get my conspiracy hat on.
Okay. Go ahead.
I put it on real tight, maybe my tinfoil hat.
I had mine on Friday, so go ahead.
Yeah, don't you think it's just so odd? Here we are, our economy's booming. Our economy is just knocking things out. The market's doing well. Things are doing great. The trade situation with China is starting to level out. We're getting some concessions from them. And all of a sudden, a virus comes over from China. You know, and it throws the global economy into a tailspin. I mean, I'm sorry, but something just
Well, that's exactly
right
the point I made on Friday's show. Same exact.
Something's done add up.
Because
I'm telling you,
country, it's not a political party. There are people in power at the very top. Terry Adams, great guy to discuss this. Maybe we'll have him make an emergency appearance today. Globalists, look into that. It's got nothing to do with Democrats, Republicans. It's people that think the world should be run from one spot.
Well, I'm telling you, I think the Chinese government, the Chinese, are absolutely the most evil people on the face of this earth. And anything they said, don't even believe them. Reagan.
Yeah, I get you.
But the
people that have to live with that would be the first to tell you. That's why they're protesting for freedom in Hong Kong. 18 after 8. Traffic sucks.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Travis, we've got a real problem downtown at the 65-85 merge. If you are on I-65 southbound, merging to 85 northbound, take an alternate route. If you get a place, you can bail. We have an accident right there that's got things bottlenecked. We're seeing the backup now on 65 southbound all the way past the Northern Boulevard, working its way up towards the 143 off-ramp from Millbrook. It's got things on Day Street a little strangled as well, and 65 northbound, if you're merging onto 85, it's merging a little bit better, but everybody is trying to get by this accident. Just please use caution there. We have another accident on East South Boulevard in front of Baptist, a cleanup accident, or in the cleanup stages, Troy Highway and Bell Road, and still a whole lot of congestion on the Wetumpka Highway at Redland Road. Use caution in those spots this morning and buckle up and be safe. Reinhart Toyota is looking for sales consultants. Write your own paycheck. Applicants must have a clean driving record and be over 21. Call Reinhart Toyota to become a part of the team. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jade.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most?
I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast! I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast. Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast! Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast. Yeah, toast! Ah, toast! When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast. Yeah, toast! Ah, toast! Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant de vous avez. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, burger, bonsoir. French toast!
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. We were just looking at this is not stupid news. We were just looking at
some reports that a Texas-based genetic engineering company claims to have a vaccine for the coronavirus.
Now, how fast can they make it? What's their stock listing, and how do we buy it?
Yeah, and how do you test it? By the way.
Yeah. Hey, I'd volunteer. I've lived a good life.
Let me shake your hand. Oh, that's right. We're like...
I am not. Do you know there are people, and I don't mean to be grotesque, who are buying, I don't know what quantities they come in at Costco, but I would imagine a box of condoms there, you probably get 5,000. They're using them on their fingers to press elevator buttons.
You're kidding me.
Gloves would work just as good and also not be gross.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, is washing with soap really that much better than just water? It's become a hot topic. The answer is it's better than nothing, but most people don't really understand the science behind how soap works. But here's why it's so much better. There are two essential ingredients in most soap, vegetable or animal fat, and lye, known as sodium hydroxide. Instead of killing germs, soap removes them from your hands, and it's very good at it because germs tend to stick to the oil and grease on your skin.
Right.
Water alone will get rid of all that oil because they don't mix, but soap likes both oil and water. Soap molecules have one end that lives to bind with water and another end that wants to bind with oil, so they can get in between and bind with both at the same time. In other words, soap sticks to the oil molecules where all the germs are and allows the water to wash them off. That's why you should just take an extra second or two. Now,
thank you.
Taking a look at some of the insane reactionary behavior that's taking place. John Travolta does not have the coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
There was a dad joke making the rounds over the weekend that says, breaking news, John Travolta was hospitalized for suspected COVID-19. Doctors now confirm it was only Saturday Night Fever. And all this talk about ending games and playing in front of the canceling the Olympics and all the rest of this.
There's soccer games in Europe now without any people allowed in.
You mentioned the South by Southwest festival canceled.
That's a casualty.
You can blame Austin, Texas leadership for that. They're totally reactionary.
I believe Britney Spears has announced that she's going to cancel some concerts. We can only hope that leads to Justin Bieber, but we'll see.
Well, now, wait a minute. This will have to be an animal story.
Right.
Because Justin Bieber's cat tried to escape.
Oh, no.
But the plan was thwarted by a celebrity chef. Do you want to know how that ended? Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Well...
Employers look at the following before they offer a job to candidates. Two-thirds of employers look at the LinkedIn profile.
The what?
The LinkedIn.
Oh, the LinkedIn.
Yeah. The LinkedIn profile. Uh-huh. Not profile. Two-thirds look at Facebook. That's why it's always good to make sure you're...
Yeah.
One-third look at their professional blog or website, and about 30% look at Twitter. That's above and beyond the resume. So social media snooping is a big thing with people who do
the
hiring. Somebody spent $600,000 on a diamond at Costco. They do sell rings, and not four packs either. During Costco's most recent earnings call, their CFO revealed that somebody bought a diamond ring at Costco in the past few months for over $600,000. And for those of you counting at home, that means they're going to get an $18,000 rebate on their Costco card, assuming they bought it with... Well, now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Do you have a Costco card with $600,000?
Not that limit, no. No.
They probably cut it off at some point. Anyway, that's stupid news. David's on the phone.
Yeah, also, John Travolta's staying alive. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Staying alive.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, it's gotten so bad. My wife, who's retired from the medical field, said that hospitals now are getting hit by people who are stealing masks and gloves out of them by the droves out of their supply rooms and selling them basically on the black market.
You know what you can't buy anywhere in this town?
Purell?
Yeah, hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah. They've gone into massive production, hand sanitizer companies have.
Right now, though, I mean, I checked 8 places, and nobody had a drop.
Yeah, and did you see the video on somebody posted on YouTube of women fighting over toilet paper?
Yes. I put it on my Facebook page.
Yep. Unbelievable.
That's old news. Yep.
Yeah. So, and I saw the markets were tanking again this morning.
They're about to open in 1 minute.
Well, that's actually got more to do with the Russia and Saudi Arabia and their oil.
Yeah, having their little oil war.
Yeah.
So, it's unbelievable. So, anyway, have a good one, guys.
Right, thank you. All right, my lawn mower is off to Lewis Lawn for its annual service. It's a blade sharpening. They change the plug. They flush out all the systems in it. You get it back. And by the way, even if your mower runs fine, it's always a good idea to detach the blade, take it to Lewis Lawn, and have it professionally sharpened. If your mowing produces like crop circles, those aren't little UFOs landing on your grass in the middle of the night. That's your grass, your mower being pushed down by the blade. It's pushing the grass down into the ground and digging it out on the backside. And it kills the grass. That's why they turn brown after a while. So even though grass doesn't seem like something that would dull a blade, when it's spinning at thousands of miles per minute, yes, anything can dull it. So get it sharpened once, if not around the middle of the mowing season as well. While you're at Lewis Lawn, check out their product lines. Recently added the Ego series. These are mowers, cutters, trimmers that are battery operated. You just charge it up, and when you're ready to use it, you hit the on button and you're good to go. And the mowers come and push, self-propelled, just like regular gasoline powered mowers. Of course, they carry the best of those too, including Echo, Exmark, Toro, and all the great brand names. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, one of our Paw It Forward partners as well. Their number is 244-9191, and they are open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're watching the Dow Jones Industrial Average crash. It is down 1,700 points to 24-1. So don't they have that thing that kicks in at a certain point?
I'm just glad that I always had McDonald's to fall back on. Because I was a great fry guy there. I was a shift leader, too.
This is just, you know what's disgusting about this? It's like, there's no leadership here. Where's the leadership?
Well, the other part is, coronavirus fears. No, it wasn't coronavirus fears. It's the...
oil.
It's the thing between the...
Saudi
yeah.
and the Russians.
Yeah. Why are they putting it on...
Well, oil prices.
I mean, I know it's a combination of both, but it's mostly.
It's really the worst time for a confluence like this. You know, already people are just freaking on the coronavirus, and here's this spat or this issue between the Russians and the Saudis. Can I put my pillow over my head, please?
As long as you don't ask Jay to sit on your head.
I don't plan on sitting on his head.
No.
No, wait. Oh, jeez. I can't watch this. It's 8:30. We'll be back with a traffic update in just a moment.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Introducing Trailer Trash Barbie. Now every girl can live the fantasy of ignorance and poverty with her special trailer park friend.
Every Trailer Trash Barbie comes complete with 2 packs of Marlboro Lights for Barbie's smoking pleasure, a bottle of drugstore brand scotch to refresh Barbie during her busy day of bitching, stinking, and watching TV. Trailer Trash Barbie comes with platinum blonde hair with black roots showing, blue eyeshadow, and cocoa beige colored teeth. Plus, a miracle old procreation button. Press button on Barbie's back and she's pregnant again. There's also an action pull string where Trailer Trash Barbie can say up to 11 phrases, including...
Oh, damn, constipation again. Where the frig are my cigarettes?
And more. Barbie Double Wide Dream Trailer with stained carpet, broken steps, and black and white TV sold separately. And coming soon, abusive boyfriend Ken with sour milk breath.
It is Barbie's birthday today.
That's right.
8:34. Before we get to the forecast. And again, the thing you'll be hearing about today is the market. Here's the interesting part. This is not... due to the coronavirus. It was actually starting to level off last Friday.
Yeah.
And I posted some stuff on my Facebook page you can read that'll give you an even-handed perspective on all of that. This is largely brought on by an oil war between Russia and Saudi Arabia that's lowered the price of oil per barrel to about 30.
Yeah.
And that's unbelievably low. Will it bring the price of gas down? Yeah, but...
It has completely stopped moving now.
They probably have
trading halts. There it is.
Yeah, it's just an automatic level.
Well, good.
Level.
Then they can go calm down and get their head screwed on. You know what they need? They need to go to Seafood Bistro and eat something good.
Oh, that's it.
Boil bags for everyone. Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Right down the street here from the radio station. Fried cheese curds. They're called Cajun cheese curds. Everything Chef Paul makes is going to have Cajun in front of it, basically. Cajun cheese curds. The Cajun-ish seafood gumbo, as he likes to call it. Creole jambalaya as well. It's fantastic food, and it is nothing but delicious at the Seafood Bistro. Go online to see everything they have to offer. TheSeafoodBistro.com. You can see the menu right there. They don't open until 11 a.m., but you can look at the menu right now. You can put in an order. It won't be ready until, you know, they open for you later on this morning. You can call ahead, 279-7500, put in the order on the phone if you'd like to do that. You can order ahead, or you can just go in and enjoy the meal right there, sit down at the restaurant and enjoy it. You can also get it delivered to your home or office by going to one of the delivery apps on your phone, which, by the way, you can see the menu through the delivery apps as well. So think about that for lunch or dinner today. The Seafood Bistro, Perry Hill Road, right here in Montgomery. Check them out online, theseafoodbistro.com, and don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Thank you, Jay. It's 8:37.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Beautiful weekend of weather, and now we're starting off with a dry day today. Now, those big, high, thin cirrus clouds, those white, kind of like ice crystal clouds, will start increasing as the day goes on. Today's high is 74, becoming breezy. We'll be dry this evening, so if you have plans tonight, no problemo. But in the wee hours of the morning, chance of showers moving in overnight, 57. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time, sure. But I don't want to paint the wrong picture. It sounds like it's going to rain all week, and that's really, really not the case. The mention of showers will be in the forecast every day. 73 tomorrow, 76 on Wednesday, upper 70 Thursday and Friday with the risk of showers, quote-unquote, air quotes, from time to time. And then Saturday's high around 80 with a slight chance of showers, so a very spring-like forecast. Right now, east winds out at 5 miles per hour. We have 50 degrees at 8:38.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Elon Musk with a tweet that says the coronavirus panic is dumb. I agree. We need more people of his caliber to stop the insanity.
I'm not worried about the virus. I'm worried about the panic.
What it says is New York Stock Exchange circuit breakers will halt trading for 15 minutes if the equity benchmark falls 7%.
And if it falls 20% for the rest of the day.
A move designed to limit panic that was last triggered during the 2008 financial crisis.
Right. So 15 minutes... a breather, if you will. I need an IV.
You know what? Infusion. They can't put money into your veins, but they can certainly give you the energy to go dig for it if you're so inclined. I stopped by on Saturday.
Oh, you did?
My stepson's show is going there today to see Dr. Gross, the chiropractor.
Yeah.
But there were people in there getting IVs. And here again, one way, a strong immune system is your best defense against anything. And they have an immune-boosting IV at Infusion. Takes 15, 20 minutes for that to go directly into your veins, and you get the full benefit. It's not like taking pills where your digestive system selectively keeps whatever percent.
Early tomorrow afternoon, you have... are you probably too busy for ready for the trip? Maybe
not
tomorrow.
For you.
Yeah. Early right. tomorrow afternoon. Let's target that for an IV.
I will make an appointment.
All right.
And confirm that
okay.
with you.
All right, great.
For the IV, and I have to tell you something else. I did. They call it dry needle therapy, but it's acupuncture. Mm-hmm. My sciatic nerve was once again becoming a 3-foot tooth egg, and it worked. I have had maybe a small fraction of issue with my sciatic nerve than I was beforehand. It was really bad. And I have tried everything else with that, including steroid injections that didn't work. So Dr. Terry over at Infusion said, let's try this. And you know what? I did about 6 sessions and I've had unbelievable results. They have Juve therapy that will help stimulate the skin. We had a call the other day. I have psoriasis. Can they help with that? They can help with pretty much anything. Just call them at 296-1662. Talk to Ryan Turner or Lori or anybody on staff, and they can answer your questions. Or if you'd like to do a little online research, go to infusioncryoandlaser.com. Everything is right there online to answer any of your questions. That's infusioncryoandlaser.com. Traffic Check, our Morning Maroon nominees are next, and there's some good ones today.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
Good
good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident at the I-65-85 merge. This is going to be on 85 northbound, just past the merge point. If you're on 65 northbound, it is merging. There's a little slowdown, but you'll get by pretty quickly. I-65 southbound has been backed up across the Alabama River Bridge. It is a slow go through there. If you can get off in downtown Montgomery, Northern Boulevard, work your way around, you're going to have a lot better time of it than waiting this out. We have another accident, East South Boulevard in front of Baptist. We had an accident earlier on the Troy Highway at Bell Road. They got that one cleaned up, and then, boom, got another one right in front of the Divine Church just back from the Bell Road. So watch out for emergency vehicles back out on the scene there. We still have a lot of congestion on Highway 231 at Redland Road. Use caution wherever you are and buckle up this morning, please. Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, and more. Call Trenum State at 334-420-4344. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Montgomery woman has been missing since November of 2018, and her family is once again asking for anyone with information to come forward. Lakira Goldsmith was last seen on Narrow Lane Road. If you know anything, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery police need your help finding a man wanted for failing to register as a sex offender. Authorities say 65-year-old Kermit Canty is convicted of criminal sexual conduct against a 6-year-old boy. There is a $5,000 reward in this case. And Alabama lawmakers could lift a decades-old ban on yoga in public schools. This bill would let local school systems decide if they want to teach yoga. The Alabama Board of Education voted in 1993 to prohibit yoga, hypnosis, and meditation in schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Mr. Sandman. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, my God, what time is it?
What time is it?
What time is it?
An hour late.
Nearly an hour late. Do I need to time explain clock reading to you?
Did you forget?
You set your watch the wrong way.
You didn't set your watch forward.
This daylight savings thing is trash. I feel like I'm hungover and I didn't even drink.
Oh, I hate Mondays.
Especially during daylight savings time.
The show must go on.
Showtime. What happened to my, what does the clock say?
He didn't do anything to it. I know I'm suspect, but I didn't do anything.
I mean, you are suspect number one.
I think.
Oh, it was on. What was that?
I think he says, I'm blaming Jay on the stock market, too.
Well, time change.
It is a time change.
Yeah, the time change in Saudi Arabia and Russia. Damn.
Russia. Found it, though, right? You found the thing. I didn't do anything. I don't mess with.
I know you.
Would. I don't mess with your stuff. I'd like to. I put a reminder to do something about that though.
8:46. Mrs. Britterbuttle had some confusion on her infusion appointment this morning. That's on the time change too, because I gave her a time and she changed it to something else.
Confusion on the infusion.
But we got it. Yeah, confusion. But not an infusion. They're going over there today, and Rich and I are going to go tomorrow.
Yep.
That IV, that 12-hour drive.
Yeah.
10 and a half, 12-hour drive helps. All right, our Morning Maroon nominees. I'm going to skip the Ayatollah Jean Cadet today because he annoys me. Police in Ohio got the opportunity to remind people about the dangers of distracted driving after catching a woman on camera knitting behind the wheel.
Oh, my gosh.
The Columbus Division of Police tweeted a video showing the driver at a stoplight. Ohio law classifies distracted driving as a secondary offense, meaning police are not allowed to use it as the sole reason for pulling a driver over, but they can penalize a driver for it if traffic stops occur for another violation. And it also makes you wonder how long the red lights are in Columbus if you have time to knit. Jeez, I've never been there. So
an Afghan.
All right, Indiana. Next, a singing competition. You've done karaoke, right?
Yeah.
All right. We go to Portage, Indiana.
All right.
34-year-old guy named Jason Huff was at a bar Tuesday night. People were doing karaoke. When one woman started singing, apparently Jason really didn't agree with her song choice. He tried to get her to stop, but he fell down on his way to the stage, and then he pulled a gun and started waving it around. Fortunately, the cops came and arrested him before it got beyond control. His blood alcohol level was 0.38. And since I did teach beverage law, I can tell you that that bar or wherever he was over serving him.
You taught beverage law? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Beverage. I didn't know that was a thing.
98, yes.
Beverage law.
The song she was doing was probably Friends in Low Places. Probably.
Yeah. So the cops got him. He was charged with felony intimidation with a deadly weapon. It's not like she was singing "What Does the Clock Say" or something really awful. Where you want to pull a gun out on somebody?
Shoot a man with that? Exactly.
I think it's legal if it's "You Light Up My Life," but
yes. And then cops in Kentucky, 18-year-old kid named Jermaine Brown in Boone, Kentucky, recently used a stolen credit card at Foot Locker, but his mistake was using his own Foot Locker rewards card to get the points. That allowed cops to link him to the credit card and a lot more. So if you're going to use a stolen card, do not use your personal rewards card to add your points, you know, to the account.
Well, you know, he's a potential candidate, but the one that has caught my interest is just the lady who is knitting.
The knitting, yeah.
The knitting at the stoplight.
Yeah. What? I know, because that's a pile of yarn and needles.
Yes.
And all kinds. I think we should give it. I agree.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
By the way, I could never call a nice little grandma a morning maroon, but we do have a cute video on my page. A grandma who was bowling, but threw the ball down the hallway instead of the bowling alley. Oh. In a moment of confusion. She was using one of those racks where you push the ball.
Yeah. Did she do a seven?
And grandma's rack was aimed in the wrong direction.
What's the split that's the hard one?
The 7-10.
The 7-10, yeah.
And if you Google 7-10 split conversion, you'll see me.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
I've seen that picture.
Yeah, that's longer ago than I'd like.
Does that whole thing where it's like, shakes his head. Greg shakes his head off just like, oh, my God, that's amazing. And he gives a slow clap. I mean, it is. It's not something that, but, you know, just being able to see you.
Hey, do people stop you and say, hey, are you the 7-10 split guy?
All the time. Every day, at least one person. All right, the bad news is the market, Dow dropped 2,000, but now it's back up only to 1,990.
So like, they resume training after 15 minutes.
And they'll do it again. They'll stop it again. Somebody's got to step up.
If it hits 13%, they'll stop again.
Jeez.
And then if it hits 20, they stop for the day.
Welcome to March 9th, 1929.
Sharp knife.
Stop. It's all going to be okay. You heard what Brandt said. Look at it. It's starting to reverse now.
Oh, yeah.
It's already gone up 60 points.
God, I feel better.
Well, now it's starting to drop again. Now it's up. Now it's down. That's what it was like Friday. It was like, I almost got sick. Man. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK would love for you to have the LASIK experience. I did not know Larry Stevens was a LASIK patient. And Dr. Swan did the procedure at Montgomery Eye. He said it's amazing because within 24 hours, you open your eyes and everything comes into crystal clear focus. And I would love to have that experience.
Better than coming in crystal blue persuasion.
Yes. I did go to see the refractive surgery counselor. Anybody can. There's no charge for that appointment. Not a penny. But that's how they tell if LASIK is an option for you. And my vision issue cannot be fixed with LASIK. I was disappointed. I would have had it done ASAP. But for you, and by the way, you can finance it through Care Credit for qualified customers. Call 271-3804 to make the appointment to at least find out. Again, no charge, no obligation. But why wouldn't you if you could and get rid of glasses and contacts and all the hassle that goes with them? 271-3804 or join them online at onlinemep.com. 852, our final morning traffic update.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident at the I-65-85 merge. This is going to be on 85 northbound, just past the merge point. If you're on 65 northbound, it is merging. There's a little slowdown, but you'll get by pretty quickly. I-65 southbound has been backed up across the Alabama River Bridge. It is a slow go through there. If you can get off in downtown Montgomery, Northern Boulevard, work your way around, you're going to have a lot better time of it than waiting this out. We have another accident East South Boulevard in front of Baptist. We had an accident earlier on the Troy Highway at Bell Road. They got that one cleaned up, and then boom, got another one right in front of the Divine Church just back from the Bell Road. So watch out for emergency vehicles back out on the scene there. We still have a lot of congestion on Highway 231 at Redland Road. Use caution wherever you are and buckle up this morning, please. Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, and more. Call Trenum State at 334-420-4344. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas,
or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We have watched Rich Thomas's color change from white to pale white. Here's the good news. This is really good news.
Okay.
At one point, the market had dropped over 2,000. The Dow had dropped over 2,000 points.
Yeah.
It has gained back 500 points.
Yeah, but it's 27 minutes into trading.
You are looking at the wrong side. You've got to learn to look at the bright side.
Would that be Joey?
Just to make everybody happy, I'm going to play What Does the Clock Say to end the show today.
Yeah, that brings up my spirits.
Yeah, I kind of need to rush home today. Anyway, it is 8:58. One last thing I would like to mention. I love getting reports from my friend Sherry. She went over to see Tip Tames and the gang at Jack Ingram's signature used cars. The thing I would like you to know, and they just added some great new inventory to the category of vehicles under 10,000. Bunch of new choices. I don't even know if they've had time to put the pictures in on these yet. But they have over 20 financing options there. So if you feel like you're stuck in a car that you really would like to get rid of, but you think credit's going to keep you from getting something decent, know this. You can go to Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars and get good, dependable, beautiful wheels and get financed there as well. They have over 20 options in their credit department. A couple of new items. Now, the pictures aren't in, but I'm sure because of the standard they said, there's a 99 Lexus RX 300. The RX 300 is a great SUV. $4,700. A Lexus is a Lexus. Luxury is timeless. If you want something a little bigger, more recent, a 2005 Jeep Grand Cherokee, which is an awesome SUV. I've always loved the Jeep. That is $6,700. And moving right along as we climb up the price ranges here, they sold it. I was going to talk about a car that they had Friday, gone today. But that's the thing.